Before I begin, I'd like to apologize for leaving everyone on a very long cliffhanger. Just things got very busy, and I did not have time to finish up the series. So where we last left off, we had discussed the machlokas of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish by Noach, Yeshadarshan and Shvach, Yeshadarshan and Lignai. We pointed out that from the Gemara Sanhedrin that Rabbi Yochanan was darshaning Lignai and Rish Lakish was darshaning Lishvach, and we plugged that into their personalities. We brought down the question of when we have machloks in halacha, and we have to paskin. So do we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish? And we said it should be that we paskin like Rish Lakish, because painting the picture of the Baal Tshuva, Rish Lakish being the Baal Tshuva, and the Tzadik Gemar, we know Makom Shabbai Tshuva Omdin Tzadikin Gemar Reinam Omdin. Yet we have a Gemara in Yevamos that says that we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan over Rish Lakish, except for three cases. And the question we left off is, why is that? Why do we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan over Rish Lakish? So a very simple answer you could say is this Gemara Brachos of Baal Tshuva Tzadikin Gemurim. That's very nice, and that applies in other contexts, but not necessarily when it comes to Psak Halacha. Psak Halacha has different rules. But I think, well, bringing in our Mahalach and another Mahalach, which I got from Rav Nachman Cohen in his book, The Encyclopedia of Talmudic Disputes and Perspectives on Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, that we could tie everything together. So we start with the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Samach Amud Aleph. And the Gemara is discussing how was the Torah given at Har Sinai throughout the Dor HaMidbar. So Amar Yochanan Mishum Rai Benah, Torah Megillah Megillah Nisna. The Rabbi Yochanan says the Torah is given piece by piece. And Rashi explains, Kishanema Parsha L'Moshe Hayakosva, when a Parsha was said over to Moshe, God said, write this Parsha, so he'd write it. It was Self-Memshana, Kishanema Kol Parshios, Chevron Begidim Utfaran. And then, after he had all the Parshas, at the end of the 40 years, he tied them together into the one Sefer Torah. Okay, that is Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Omer, Torah Chasuma Nitna. Reish Lakish says it was given chasuma, sealed. Rashi says there, lo nechtava ad sof mem la'achar shnemru kol parshios kulon. That was all written at the end of the 40 years. And Rashi also points out, v'anemros lo b'shan rishon o shniya, yisidoso apeh ad shekasvan. That Moshe had to remember the other parshas ba'apeh that happened before Matan Torah until he was able to write them. So that is the machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan says the Torah was given all at once, and sorry, Reish Lakish says the Torah was given all at once at the end. Rabbi Yochanan says it was given piece by piece. So Rav Nachman Cohen in his book he points out that Rabbi Yochanan is the Sinai and Reish Lakish is the Oker Harim. What does this mean? So we have to go to the Gemara at the very end of Hori Yosafi Da'ala Ben Aleph. The context over there is Rabba and Rav Yosef were in line to become the next Rosh HaYeshiva. And the question was, who should they appoint? So there was a machlokes, Rabba and Shimon ben Gamliel and the Rabbanan, Chadam or Sinai Adif. Rashi says the Sinai is Mishishana Mishnah Obrisa, Sidurin Lo, Kinesina Me or Sinai, that he has a very exhaustive knowledge of all the Mishnahs and Brises as if he was given to them at Har Sinai. The Chadam are Oke Harim Adif. So the other opinion says the Oke Harim is better. The Oke Harim, Rashi says, Decharif Umufulpo Torah, Betora, Afapisha Mishnah Brises, Sidurin Lo Kokach. So even though he's not so holding in all the Mishnahs and Brises, his analysis is very strong. And obviously, on both ends, you have to have both elements, just one is stronger than the other. So the Sinai is able to do Pilpul, but he has more of a Bikias in the Brisas, whereas the Yoke Harim, he's much better at Pilpul, but he still has the Bikias to a certain extent. So back to the story, Rav Yosef, the Gemara points out that Rav Yosef was a Sinai, and Rabba was the Yoke Harim. So they said, well, let's send a message to Eretz Yisrael. Which one's better, the Sinai or the Oke Harim? So they sent back from Eretz Yisrael, Sinai, Adif, Amar Mar, Kol Tzrich, and Lamar Chitaya. The Sinai is better because everyone needs the master of wheat. And Rashi points out that Rav Yosef is the Mar Chitaya. Shem Mishnah Baisa, Sederin Lam Piyashmua, Kinesin and Lamar Sinai, the Mishnah Baisa, Avu, and Del Chasa. and points out in the Mefarshim that bread is was the staple of man's diet. Bread obviously is made of wheat, so just like someone who has wheat, you're able to buy wheat and make bread. So to someone who has to have all the mishas and brisas, that's the fundamental. Someone who has all the bikias, you're not able to do pilpul without having a strongholding in bikias. And how do we know that Rabbi Yochanan was the C9 Rish Lakish, was the Yogi Harim? So you have Yushami Megillah in Perak Aleph Halach Yad Aleph, that Rabbi Yochanan, the story was Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. We pointed out earlier from the Gemara of Metzia that Rabbi Yochanan made Rish Lakish from. We pointed out they're very, very close. And at some point there was a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan misspoke, and Rish Lakish died. And Rabbi Yochanan was very upset, he was very distraught, he won't come to the Beis Medrash. So the Gemara says that there was a dream. Rabbi Azar ben Pedas, who was also very close to Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, and he was taking Rabbi Yochanan's place in yeshiva, he had a dream, Lamachar Sina Yarad Vezehu Rabbi Yochanan, that Sina is going to come, he's going to come back to the Beis Medrash after 2.5 years. Of not appearing in the Beis Medrash. And the Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Chaf Talad, says, V'amaru l'haroas Rish Lakish v'Beis HaMedrash ki'ilu Okir Harim v'telchnin zeh bazeh. So Ula says that Rish Lakish was the Okir Harim. So when you have the Sinai and the Okir Harim, we know the Sinai is the more preferred model. That is why we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. And as Rav Nachman Cohen points out, that what does it mean to tie the Sinai Yoke Harim into our machlokas about the Torah in the Gemara Gittin? Rabbi Yochanan, as a Sinai, says that when it comes to knowledge, knowledge is given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to man. God gave the Torah to Moshe at our Sinai. So it's basically however God sees it. And sometimes we need more, sometimes we need less. But Rish Lakish says, no, each part of the Torah is interdependent on another, and you can't have one, you can't look at one pasuk independently without looking at the greater picture of the whole Torah. This would be dishonest, as Nachman Cohen puts it, and this is based on a Medrash in Bereishis Rabba, Parsha Pei Aleph, that says, Mahu Emes, Amar Rish Lakish Aleph Berishon Shel Osios Mem Be'emtza Tav Besof. That MS, spelled Aleph Mem Zaf, is beginning, middle, and end. Aleph, the first letter, Mem, the middle letter, and Zaf, the last letter. So MS is the having everything together, having the beginning, middle, and end, and you can't view one Parsha independently. So that is why Rish Lakish says the Torah had to be given as one unit, because you just can't have independent fragments, and you can't learn halachos from one end without knowing everything else. But Rabbi Yochanan says, no, even though that is true, we do extrapolate halachas from one pasuk based on other pasukim, but that'll be revealed later. But as the Torah was given, this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw fit. And that is to wrap up our discussion on Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. So to recap, Rabbi Yochanan was always this model of perfection, the Tzaddik Gomer, Rish Lakish, the Baal Tshuva, and we saw this in the Machlokas of Noach, as well as the Machlokas of how the Torah was given. We saw the elements of the Sinai and the Yoke Harim, and that is why we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan over Rish Lakish.